For me, without question, the star of the Christmas dinner is this, a delicious turkey. Now, once this is in the oven, you're halfway there. The secret success behind a great Christmas dinner is making sure this doesn't turn out dry and is all in the preparation. Now, we're gonna make an amazing butter. And this is sort of the start of the most important part, keeping that bird incredibly moist. Soft butter, a touch of salt and pepper. A little touch of olive oil in there. That stops the butter from burning. Next, add the zest of two lemons and their juice. This gives the flavoured butter a wonderful citrus zing. Three cloves of garlic. Turkey's a very delicate, dainty meat, and that's why I want the garlic pureed, so it sort of disintegrates and flavours the turkey gently without becoming too overpowering. Then add a generous handful of chopped parsley. Wow, that smells incredibly light. Give that a good mix. Turkey's a very, very, very lean bird and it dries out. So it's so important to make sure that we help it to cook perfectly. Butter done. Now prepare the turkey. We're going to season the bird inside the cavity. Salt and pepper. Next, half two onions and pop them in. As they roast, they steam inside the bird, giving it a lovely sweetness. Put in the lemon and a couple of bay leaves for their bittersweet, spicy flavour. We're sort of lining the inside of the turkey with these fantastic sort of flavours. You can see the bird is upright and it's looking sort of like it's standing to attention. Now it's time to add the flavoured butter. Just very, very carefully open up the skin. Go through over the back of the breast and keep the skin intact. The idea is to gently loosen the skin with your fingers so the butter can be stuffed underneath it. Now, once you've loosened all the skin off the top of the thighs, turn the bird round and just go through here again. Hand up and just release a little bit. But don't completely break it because I don't want all that butter to run out. Right, from there. Now, take your butter, put it into a ball. That smells amazing. Lemony, citrusy, and just sort of flatten it and stick that in there. Underneath, one side. Now, once you've got it in there, pull back the skin and just use that to sort of slide all the way down. What we want to do now is line the top of the breast with all that butter there. That butter is going to keep the turkey breast really seriously moist. Turn the bird round
and finish covering the breast with the butter. Turkeys originally came from North America and they're best young and plump. My favourite breed for Christmas is either Norfolk Black or Norfolk Bronze, both of which have a wonderful gamey taste. Take the rest of the butter and carefully massage over the breast, legs and wings. You can do all this the night before and simply cover the turkey with tinfoil and keep it in the fridge, ready to be cooked on Christmas Day.
Into the tray. A little touch of olive oil. Now, olive oil on top. Again, that protects it, gets that skin really nice and crispy and it stops the butter from burning. Now, in the oven at 220 for 10 minutes to get really nice and brown quickly. In she goes. Beautiful. That smells fantastic.
After 10 minutes, take the turkey out of the oven and baste. Then cover the breasts with smoked streaky bacon.
What I want to do is add a little bit more flavour. I'm already starting to think about my gravy. So the bacon protects it, stops it from drying out, but it's going to start to really give my gravy a wonderful base.
Turn down the oven to 180 degrees. This 5 kilogram bird will feed 8 people comfortably. It needs roasting for 2.5 hours or half an hour per kilo, basting every so often.
Back in, and now she's on the way. Look at that, beautiful. It's as pretty as a Christmas tree. Right, that smells
Fantastic.
Wow. Look at that. Beautiful.
That is 90% of your work done there.
To test the turkey is cooked, stick a knife into the bottom of the thigh, and if the juices run clear, it's done. The secret now is to let the turkey rest uncovered for 2.5 hours. As the meat relaxes, it reabsorbs its juices, making it succulent and tender, plus it'll be easier to carve. It might seem like a long time to let it rest, but remember, the turkey doesn't need to be piping hot because I'm serving it with hot gravy.
That looks like $1 million. Let that rest, because the flavour will be 10 times more exciting once it's rested.
The key to pulling all the different elements of your Christmas dinner together on the plate is the gravy. My recipe for turkey gravy, made with cider and walnuts, has a wonderful, apple-y, nutty flavour which beautifully complements the turkey meat and fruity pork stuffing.
As that turkey's resting, I want to make the most amazing gravy. And when I say amazing, I really do mean amazing.
Drain the excess fat from the roasting tray and put it back on the heat. Then remove the bacon from the top of the turkey and the roasted onions from the cavity.
Look at them. My God, they smell amazing.
Finally, take out the roasted lemon.
First of all, cut up the bacon. Lovely. Bacon into the tray. Hear how crispy that is. That's the start of our gravy. The onion, look at it. Beautiful. Doesn't get any better than that. Chop that up. Onion and bacon in. That smells incredible. When I first got the chance to cook Christmas lunch for the chefs in Paris, they taught me one crucial thing. I was only 21 at the time, but they made me rest the turkey for as long as I cooked it. So I cooked it for 3 hours, and I rested it for 3 hours. What a difference. Incredible.
Next, chop up the roasted lemon and add to the tray. Put in a couple of sprigs of rosemary to give it a lovely aromatic punch and fry. Then add 3 chopped tomatoes, which helps to thicken the gravy and give it a lovely fresh taste. Now it's time to really get the turkey flavour into the gravy.
Snap off the wing. Take off all your little trimmings, all these little bits here. Add that into your gravy. These are the bits we never use. Everyone throws them away. Off. There. That little baby there. Take him off. I want that. Bang. Flavour, delicious. Fry that off. The smell is incredible.
Next, pour in the dry cider. This adds a lovely subtle apple flavour that really lifts the taste of the turkey meat. As the cider starts to reduce, pour in the delicious resting juices from the roasted turkey.
Wow, there you go. The most amazing flavour.
When the liquid has reduced by half, crush the vegetables and the turkey pieces with a masher to extract the maximum amount of flavour.
And basically what's happening now is that we're giving the gravy a little bit of body.
Pour in the chicken stock and reduce again.
In. Now, a little taste. Wow. I mean, just close your eyes and wow. It oozes flavour and turkey.
Now sieve it. Use the back of the ladle to push it through the sieve, extracting every last drop of flavour. Pop in a sprig of rosemary and leave to infuse, ready for the finishing touch. Simply add crushed walnuts to the bottom of the gravy boat and ladle in the hot gravy.